Thousands of rural Alaskans will see their power bills go up after the first of the year. That's because the Regulatory Commission of Alaska, or RCA, approved an 11% rate increase last week for Alaska Power Company customers. That's lower than the hike the company asked for, but it's still more than many residents in Southeast and the interior say they can afford. Margaret Friedenauer of KHNS has more.
Alaska Power Company, or APC, told the RCA it needed to increase rates 18% to offset a $2 million revenue shortfall in 2012. Company officials cited decreasing population in its service areas, as well as a decline in demand as people make efforts to conserve energy. APC serves communities in northern Southeast, South Prince of Wales Island, and interior villages near Toke. The company made its request almost a year ago. At a consumer input hearing in April, more than 30 people testified and opposed the rate hike. Many argued the same point, that residents and businesses have been trying to conserve energy to save money. But in doing so, they apparently shot themselves in the foot, if that's the reason APC is asking for a rate increase. Here's Haines resident Lee Horner.
I guess, all I have to say is I feel I'm being punished for conserving energy.
Toke resident Rochelle Gribb said her power bill is already higher than her mortgage payment. She said she's worried about communities remaining viable if the cost of living continues to rise.
If you raise these rates, not only are you forcing us to leave, but you are forcing people who cannot afford this in Northway, in Santa Cruz, in Dot Lake, in Tetlin. And not only are you really messing with people's livelihoods and everything, you are destroying a culture and history.
At that meeting, APC Executive Vice President Michael Garrett said he knew that 18% was a steep increase, especially for communities like Toke and surrounding villages. But he said those are also some of the communities where it costs the most to operate. He said also he didn't expect to get approval for an 18% increase, but to use it as a starting point for a settlement. And that's what happened. In October, the RCA struck a deal with APC for an 11% increase. Stephanie Scott was the Haines mayor when the rate hike was first proposed. She lost re-election in October, but says the process of the settlement upsets her, and she wants more details about what led to it.
The problem is that the process camouflages the reason for the justification for overlooking the recommendations of the expert witnesses that the AG brought to the process. I hate to be combative about the rate when I don't know the reason behind the decision.
Stephen DeFries is an attorney with the State Regulatory Affairs and Public Advocacy Office. He brokered the deal. DeVries would not speak on tape, but he explained that even though his own expert witnesses recommended only a 5% increase, APC disagreed. DeVries says he cannot explain his reasoning to go with the 11% number. That would show his hand when he has to deal with future rate cases. Former Mayor Scott says because the deal happened behind closed doors, the communities missed a chance to stand up against high energy costs.
I think we need to think differently about our cost of energy. We've just failed, in my mind, to reduce our cost of energy.
The increase will go into effect after the first of the year. APC is expected to revise its rates again next year when it folds its newly acquired Gustavus Electric into its rate structure. Reporting from Haines, I'm Margaret Friedenauer.